Good morning, everyone. Welcome to ICF Rome online. And for those who will eventually be on campus, this is Pastor Jennifer Pasquale. And I'm excited for this season that is upon us. You know, we're celebrating Jesus. We're thankful for everything that he's done for your life, even if you don't know it yet. So as you enter into this service today, I encourage you to lean into the worship, to stand up if you can and raise your hands and praise the Lord, because God is faithful. He has a word for you today. I am believing for a miracle in your life. It's in motion. You joined us online today, and God has ordered your steps. God has a word for you. And as you lean into his presence, I know that your heart and your mind is going to be lifted, healed, restored, rejuvenated. I'm so thankful that you are joining with us today.
On the way. I am so happy to see all of you this morning. First service on the first Sunday of March. We have baptism today. This month is very unique because Easter is the last Sunday of March. So we have so many things coming up in March. It's going to be amazing. I really want you to be here. You're going to need extra seats and come early for next Sunday for Heart Song. All the way from Springfield, Missouri, they're going to be ministering in the service. It's going to be a fantastic time of worship. You know, we have a vision here at ICF Rome. Do y'all know what it is? Touching who? One. So everyone matters, right? Touching Italy and reaching nations. And so I want you to know something today. As you are in this place with people from all over the world, from all over different countries, cultures, languages, today, what is the common denominator? The power of Jesus Christ, the love of Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. And so today we have communion. In our church, we serve what is called an open communion. If you did not receive your cup and wafer when you came in, please raise your hand. Okay, so we have quite a few. So, in fact, I'm just going to give you a minute. If you don't mind, you can just go back there real quick, since we have quite a few who they're coming back there too. So, Joseph, you helped them. Thank you so much. If you did not receive your cup and wafer as you came in, they will help you. Thank you, Raina. Thank you so much to all of you. What that means when we say open communion is that you don't have to be a regular attender of this service. You don't have to be a member of ICF Rome. But we follow what Scripture says. And the Scripture says that when we take the bread or the cup in an unworthy manner, that we're guilty of sinning against the body and the sacrifice of what Jesus did. So today I want to share with you very specifically why we take the communion and what you can do to make sure that you are in perfect right standing. Now, today we are thankful for the one who will be baptized in first service, the ones who will be baptized in second service. I am thankful for online family. You can go get your juice and cracker to join us for communion. We're going to be talking about being fully immersed in the power of the Holy Spirit. I mean saturated. You know what that means? Like saturated. You know, like when you get caught in a rainstorm and you're like dripping wet, that's saturated. When we are saturated, fully immersed with the love of Jesus Christ, with the grace and forgiveness of what he did on the cross, our life is changed forever. That's the testimony that the baptism candidates will declare today. And so I want to say to you that as we partake of the bread, you will peel back that first layer of your little cup. And it has a wafer on that first layer. and we will take the bread together, and then you will peel back that second layer for the juice. We know. Isn't it amazing? I think I heard someone say recently, out of 600 gods and religions, our Savior is the only one that cannot be found buried in a tomb. Out of all the religions of the world, our Savior, Jesus Christ, is the only one who is alive and well. He's not still on that cross. Amen? And what that says is that no matter what it feels like in your heart has died or is wounded, the power and the blood of Jesus Christ has come today to redeem you, to heal you, to touch your heart and save your soul. Amen? Isaiah 53:5 says, "He was pierced for our transgressions," our sins, those things that are disobedient to God's word. He was pierced for our disobedience. He was crushed for our impurities. Jesus did that for you and me. The punishment that brings us peace was on him. You don't have to feel the whips of the cross. You don't have to endure hanging there as your body can't breathe anymore. Jesus did that for you and me. In God's word, there are numerous times and numerous ways it tells us to do the remembrance of the communion in remembrance of what Jesus did. So here at our church, we do it every month, normally on the first Sunday of the month. And today it's very special to me because the ordinances of the church are communion and water baptism, and we're doing them both today. 1 Corinthians 11:23 says, "For I receive from the Lord what I also pass on to you." The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, he took bread. That verse is never lost on me. He came to do something for you and me, and on that very night, someone very close to him betrayed him. But that did not stop him from what he wanted to do for those who would come after. Amen? He knew what God had called him to do, what Abba had put him on this earth to do. He took the bread and he gave thanks. And he said, "This is my body. Do this in remembrance of me." We know that it says, by his stripes we are healed. And so I believe that when we take the bread, we can say to the Lord Jesus, "I need healing." Do you need healing today? Do you need healing in your physical body? Do you need healing in your mind? Do you need healing in your heart and your emotions? He does that. He is no respecter of persons or culture. Nothing scares Jesus. Isn't that awesome? He's not worried about your diagnosis. It doesn't matter how many doctor's appointments you've had. When you receive the bread in remembrance of what he did today, say today. Today, I'm asking you, will you believe again? Will you ask him again? Will you ask him one more time? "Jesus, heal me. Heal me. Heal me, Jesus. I receive your healing." So, Father, as we prepare to take the bread together, in honor of what you took, the stripes you took, so that by your stripes we would be healed, I pray that healing of blood, organs, limbs, shoulders, knees, hips, feet problems, God, that you would heal it in Jesus' name. That faith that has been sick will come to life, and we will believe that we can ask you to heal us. I pray that minds who have been weary, God, you would restore and rejuvenate. God, I thank you that you are the healer. You heal all manner of sickness and disease. You are Jehovah Rapha. And so, Lord, I know I say, I thank you for the healing that you have already accomplished. I declare that it is done in the minds and bodies and spirits of your children as we partake of the bread together. In Jesus' name, let's take the bread. It goes on to say in verse 25, in the same way after supper, he took the cup. He said, this cup is the new covenant. Say new. New. I want you to know something, that Jesus makes all things new. No matter how old we are, no matter how many times we've taken communion, no matter how many times you've prayed or read his word, he makes all things new. He said, this is the new covenant in my blood. Do this when you drink it in remembrance of me. So whoever eats the bread and drinks the cup in an unworthy manner would be guilty of sinning. But everyone, it says in verse 28, everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink from the cup. And so as we prepare to take the cup, which represents the blood of Jesus Christ, the blood that was shed for the forgiveness of sins, none of us is perfect. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I had the privilege this week of leading many Zoom calls and classes and leading someone to the Lord Jesus who had been hearing it many times, but saying, I need to ask Jesus to forgive me again because I haven't been living it. How bold, how brave, how awesome. So I want to say to you today, as I pray, before you take the cup, will you say to Jesus, examine my heart. God, forgive us for anything that is disobedient to your word. If we've had aught or angst against a brother or sister, forgive that in Jesus' name. God, if there's been a sorrow or a pain and it's caused us to be bitter and unforgiving, I pray in Jesus' name that you would forgive that root of bitterness in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you that by your blood we are saved. By your grace, we are redeemed. By your mercy, we are loved and forgiven. So, Father, as each one examines their heart, I want you to say, each of you, before you partake together, purify me, Jesus. You say it in your own words. In the name of Jesus, purify us. Draw us close to you, Lord God. We receive your sacrifice. It was not in vain. We receive your redemption. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Let's take the cup together. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Can you take a minute and just lift your hands? Tell Jesus thank you. Can you really show him that gratitude right now? Father, we thank you. We love you. You're powerful. You're merciful. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And everybody said? Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Well, get ready, because this is the month when our theme, you know, is count on it. Our year's verse is, you can say it with me, I am counting on, yes, I am counting on, I have put my hope in his word. Psalms 130, verse 5. I want you to remember that. When you get news at the office, I am counting on the Lord. When you get news at the commune, I am counting on the Lord. By the way, for people who prayed with me on Wednesday, I got it on Thursday. Hallelujah. I haven't picked it up yet, but God did it. So I'm counting on the Lord. Amen. And today, this month, we begin our theme of counting on his power and the power of the Holy Spirit. And so the very first thing I want to say to you this morning is I want you to know the fullness of God is witnessed in what overflows from your life. I ask you today, what is overflowing in your life? You know, I do cook every now and then, and I made some chili yesterday, Sally, some Texas chili. And when you're stirring it and have all that stuff in and the fire comes on it, if you don't, I mean, it overflows. You got to really watch it, right? The fullness of God is witnessed in what overflows from your heart and from your life. And so today and this month, I'm asking you to examine and to say to the Lord, I want more of you, God, and less of me. Can you say that? More of you, God, and less of me. Let's say it again. More of you, God, and less of me. I want the fullness of God to overflow in our lives. It's an indicator of the abundance. I want to share about the power of the Holy Spirit. I want to share about what it means to be fully immersed in water, which we will do at the end of this service. And to be fully immersed, that abundance of overflow in our lives. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen or had the water faucet where it just, you turn it on full blast and it's just spraying everywhere, right? You have the power most of the time to turn it off unless it froze or something happened. And I see my dear friends, I want to recognize our fellow pastors and missionaries from the International Church in Naples, in Napoli, Pastor Joe and Mary Benacasa. Thank you so much for being with us today. We're so thankful that you're here. I was looking at them because they're from the East Coast where it's really cold, and I imagine you've had that moment where, as I have, where the water is just going everywhere. So here's what I want you to know, though. You have the power. God gave you and me the choice to let him overflow or to turn it off. And here's what I know. Since the time I was 12 years old, 13 years old, seeking the baptism and the immersion of the power of the Holy Spirit in my life, till now, there are moments when the enemy will try to come and say, turn it down. Don't let it go over. Don't be overabundantly filled with the Holy Spirit. Calm down. And here's what I want to say to you. I've said to the Holy Spirit, I know, you know, maybe you think that like when you're 30, that's when you're like at the max. Well, I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but I'm at the max still. Amen? I'm not going to turn down the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In fact, I want to say to him, I need more. I need more. I don't have enough. I don't have enough. And the enemy, as you spill out all week, the enemy will try to say, okay, don't fill it back up. Just, it's enough. It's enough. You prayed. You sought the Lord 2 weeks ago. You prayed in your prayer closet. It's enough. I'm saying to you this month, as you know, we have witnessed from the week of prayer, on our Wednesday night prayer meeting, so powerful, in the house and online. I want you to know. You know why it's happening? Because we got people in this place that are hungry for more of God, to be fully immersed in the Holy Spirit. So in case you're unsure about God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, I want you to understand that Abba created the world, right? God created the world. He sent his son Jesus that we honor in communion today. But from the very beginning in the Bible, in Genesis 1:2, we see the earth was formless and empty, and darkness, say darkness, darkness covered the deep waters, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. That's Genesis 1:2 in the NLT. the Spirit of God in chapter 1, verse 2 of the whole Bible, the Spirit of God was hovering over darkness. You ever have any darkness in your life? You ever have any dark moments in your life? From the beginning, God said, I know you're going to have some darkness. You may have some waters that feel like they're going to overwhelm you, but I'm going to hover over it. That's what I want. I want you to fall so in love with the Holy Spirit. I want you to get so hungry that you're like, I don't understand everything you're saying about the Holy Spirit. I don't even need to understand. What I want is everything God has, and I want to be full to overflowing. I want that overflow in abundance. Amen? So I say to you today, what are you allowing to hover in your life right now? Past mistakes, hovering in your perceptions, the world's opinions, hovering over your decisions. Pastor Jen, you know what? We live in a world, but we don't have to be guided by the world's standards. Amen? I want the Holy Spirit to hover over my decisions. I want the Word of God to hover over the dark places where I need to walk. I'm asking you today, what are you allowing to hover? You know what that means? It means like to, like just be there. Like you, no matter where you go, it's hovering. It's there, right? That cloud is just wherever you go, it's hovering. That thought is wherever you go, it's hovering. And this is what the Holy Spirit does. Because the enemy is relentless from the beginning. We could see it in Genesis. The Holy Spirit came to hover over the darkness. Amen? What matters, as I said to you last week, is being in alignment with God's values. Being in alignment with God's power. He doesn't need you and me to save anybody. He can do that. But he does need you and I to love others so that they will want to know his love. That is what the power of the Holy Spirit does. God has called us to be fruitful and multiply. And he has given us the Holy Spirit to empower each and every one of us. This week, as I was on a call with an Italian pastor from Naples, Pastor Sorrentino, who's going to bring his choir for April 21 and for April 20 for Inspire. And we were talking about how the Spirit of God is going to move in that event. I was moved. As the three that were on the call with me were moved, tears began to flow from our eyes. And the heart, he said, can we pray? Can we pray that the Holy Spirit, Pastor, he said to me, Pastor, can we pray that God will do everything you've dreamed and more? That is the power of the Holy Spirit, to hover with his love and mercy over this country where you and I live. Intentionally, God brought you here. You're in this room today on purpose. You're here in this city this week on purpose. And God is saying to you, I want to hover, but you got to get you out of the way. Get you out of the way. Throughout the New Testament, we see and understand very real and practical ways that the Holy Spirit gives us power to live for the Lord. I want you to know these three things today. He's going to give you the power to live. Say live. Not to die. I'm not in the process of dying. I'm in the process of living. And one day I'm going to live an eternal life with Jesus in heaven. He gives you and I, the Holy Spirit gives you and I the power to live an abundant life no matter the darkness of the waters. Amen? He also gives you the power to yield. Now, in the beginning, in Genesis, we see that he did not take our choice. And Adam and Eve had the power to yield to the obedience of God or to yield to the enemy. Unfortunately, they chose to yield to the enemy. But in God's sovereignty, he had Jesus in mind already. He had the power of the Holy Spirit in mind already. He said, I don't take it back. Can you imagine if God would have said, why did I create the earth? Why did I create this man and this woman? I take it back. Never mind. I'm not doing it. Not giving it to them. He didn't do that. He said, okay, I've given you a process by which you may be redeemed and have value. And that story of Adam and Eve is in the Word of God so that you and I can know the power to yield is in each of us. But the Holy Spirit, say Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives us the power to yield to God. In ourselves, we cannot. In ourselves, we yield to our thoughts. In ourselves, we yield to our family's opinion. In ourselves, maybe you yield to the politics of the world. But in the power of the Holy Spirit, I can yield my mentality to the ways of God, to the Word of God, and to the power of God. Amen? And finally, that He gives us the power to produce. Wow, the power to produce. I can't wait to tell you that part. Romans 8:11 says this, the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. And just as God raised Christ Jesus from the dead, He will give life, power to live, to your mortal body by this same Spirit that lives within you. So when you wake up, don't say, oh me, oh no. When you wake up, say, thank you, Jesus. You have made me glad today. Thank you, Jesus. You are giving me the power to live. Can you say, thank you, Jesus? That same Spirit of God rests inside each one of us. I want you to know you have the power to live abundant life. When you're weak, He gives you the power to be strong because He is strong. When you're lost, He is the light that burns bright on your path. He hovers over the darkness. When you're broken, He mends it. He tends to it. His Holy Spirit comforts it. He gives truth to the lies of the enemy. Amen? When you're wrestling with Satan's lies, the Holy Spirit, it says in John chapter 14, is the Spirit of truth. Whose word are you going to believe? Whose word are you allowing to hover in your mind and your thought and your actions? He said, I'll give you the truth. The truth is, for God so loved the world, which means every single person, that He gave His thing closest to Him, His only Son, so that whoever believes will not perish, but will live eternal life. Amen. I want you to know He will give you that power to live. He will give you the power to yield. His power draws us closer, and His truth sets us free. You're not set aside. I want to say it again. You're not set aside. You're set apart. Hear me. Sometimes we want to be in the crowd, right? We want to be in the mix. And God is saying, I called you. I put my hand upon your life. I have an anointing upon you, which means I'm setting you apart for something that's greater than yourself. I'm going to give you the power to yield to my calling. Some of you are working in places that are very difficult. I understand. And the future is unknown. But you don't live by the world's standards. Amen? You live by the power of the Holy Spirit. You are not set aside. You are set apart for God's purposes and His plans for a greater purpose. You're a chosen generation. You're a chosen generation. It says we're a peculiar generation. I think it's getting more and more peculiar to declare God's ways over what the world says. It's probably getting more and more hard or difficult to say, I don't want to do that. I don't believe that is valuable for my life. And can I say to you, if someone is saying to you, I want to draw closer to Jesus, We should applaud that. We should say, yes, I am with you. I am for you. I declare with you that you will be drawn closer to the Lord. Amen? That Holy Spirit power is bigger than your human energy, than you can manage. You need the Holy Spirit to have the fullness of energy to do this life. Romans 8, 26 and 27 says the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us, prays with groanings that can't be expressed in words. And the Father, who knows all hearts, knows what the Spirit is saying. For the Spirit pleads for us believers in harmony with God's will. That's what the Holy Spirit does. I only have so many English words. I'm sorry, I have less Italian words still. I got some, but I have less. But I have an unlimited supply of my heavenly language. I don't need to know what I'm praying. I need to know that I am touching the hem of his garment, that my prayers in groanings that I can't understand are saying, God, I want to be in alignment with your values. Amen? Galatians 5, 22, 23, and 25 says, but the Holy Spirit produces the kind of fruit in our lives. This is why I don't want you to turn it off. This is why I don't want you to say, oh, I just want Jesus. I just want forgiveness of sin. The Holy Spirit, that's too like woo-woo. No, it's wow. I mean it. He gives love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Hallelujah. There is no law against these things. Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in some, in one, in every part of our lives. Why am I so passionate about this? Because the power of the Holy Spirit has changed my life. The power of the Holy Spirit empowers us. And I want you to understand who he is from Genesis to now, what he does, and why you need to be fully immersed. I'm going to go to the power to produce as we get ready for baptism. Because I want you to know, how many times I pray for people who say, I'm weak, I'm weary, I'm tired, I can't do it. This task is very intense. I know. I have some of those tasks. I understand the dynamics that so many of you work in. But here's what I want you to see. His power multiplies his purposes in your life. Therefore, you walk in with humility, saying, God, it's not me, it's you. It's the Holy Spirit. But you walk in with the confidence that I am not setting the Holy Spirit aside when I go to do my day. In fact, I'm saying, Holy Spirit, go in front of me. Surround me. Give me wisdom. Give me peace. Give me joy. Give me self-control. Amen? So I want you to look at Exodus 31. I love how the Bible, from the Old Testament to the New Testament, shows us the power and purpose of the Holy Spirit. I know some of you are thinking, you don't know everything I have on my plate, Pastor Jen. Well, Holy Spirit does. Look what it says in Exodus 31. How many of you ever heard of this man called Bezalel? Raise your hand if you heard. I want to see. Thank you, Prince. Thank you for being honest. Bezalel. I want you to read the Bible. Count on his word. And when you read it, understand, what is God saying through this person? This name, what is this name in the lineage of Christ? What is this name in the scripture? So look what happened. The Lord said to Moses, look, I have specifically chosen Bezalel, son of Uri, grandson of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. I have filled him with the Spirit of God, giving him great wisdom, ability, and expertise in all kinds of crafts. Now, when you read Exodus 31 and you go on and read it, you will see that Bezalel was a builder. He had expertise. He was a seamstress. He sewed things for the temple. He was, when I was looking at this, I was like, man, this guy was a multitasker. Sometimes we say, I got too many things on my plate. Well, the Spirit of God gave him great wisdom, ability, and expertise in all kinds of crafts. Put your name in there. I have filled her with the Spirit of God, giving him great wisdom, ability, and expertise in all kinds of crafts. This is what the Holy Spirit does for you and I. When we're fully immersed, we say, God, I'm not perfect, but I'm trusting you. Amen? Worship team, I want you to come. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Bose and Judith, I want you to get ready. It says, for the Lord is the Spirit. Judith, you're going to come right up here with me for a minute. For the Lord is the Spirit. And wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Amen? Wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. This morning, as we prepare to baptize this beautiful young woman of faith. Judith, I want you to tell them your name, your country, and why you want to be baptized. Hang on a minute. Say it again.
Judith from Uganda. The reason why I want to be baptized is to declare my faith to God.
Yes. And if you see Judith, you see that she is overflowing with the love and the joy of Jesus. Judith, why do you love Jesus so much?
The reason why I love Jesus is he died for me for my sins in the cross.
Yes, amen, amen, amen. So today, we're going to sing a song that says, he has made me glad. You're going to go right over there and I'm going to come. Here's what I want you to know, and I'm going to declare this prayer. Because the Lord gave me this prayer this week as I was praying. Judith, I'm praying this prayer over you. I'm praying this power of this prayer over each one of us. Those of you that are going to take pictures, you're going to take pictures. But I want you to put your hand on your heart right now. I want you to receive this. The enemy is not people. It is Satan. He prowls around trying to infiltrate our thoughts, to disappoint our expectations, to confuse your solution-finding process, and to disrupt the peace of your heart and mind, causing unnecessary sleepless nights, and you have worried instead of trusted. I am telling you today that after many calls this week over people with real battles, we are declaring this God-given power authority, come on somebody, of the Holy Spirit over the people that we love, over the people that we care for, and over the people that are needing Jesus. We say enough in Jesus' name. Do you hear me? The enemy's assignments are canceled and evicted, and all power to persuade God's child to quit is defeated by the awesome, powerful anointing of the Holy Spirit. I release heaven's supply of abundant peace, of comfort, of strength, and healing to overflow in God's children. May the oil of anointing receive it right now. And may the mantle of leadership be shielded by a mighty army of angels. May that protective shield of the God of angel armies stand between your children and their defeated foe in Jesus' name. I'm here to declare to you that your divine assignment is protected by his power. We are victorious warriors. Even if you're tired or you're sick or you're sick and tired of struggle, the struggle, come on, does not negate the victory. The battle does not defeat the blessing. May you receive the power of the Holy Spirit for all you need. You will sleep in peace. You will wake in strength. You are suiting up in the armor of God. You are counting on his word. Let the victories of God be witnessed in what overflows from your life, from your mouth, from your actions, from your thoughts. Let the victories of God be witnessed in what overflows from your life. Amen. 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 Amen.
Wow. The Lord is faithful to his children. As you have listened to the message today, I pray that you hear the Lord saying, I know you. I've called you by name. and I'm working on your behalf. I invite you right now to say this prayer with me, to make Jesus Lord over all. Maybe there's something in your life today that has caused you turmoil, that has put questions or doubts in your mind. You know, the Bible says he's as close as the mention of his name. In this season, we celebrate Jesus, the name that's above every other name. So pray this prayer with me right now and ask Jesus to help you. He's with you. You are not alone. I want to say it again. You are not alone. So Father, we thank you right now. I'm going to pray this prayer and you're going to pray with me. Dear Lord Jesus, you say it. Dear Lord Jesus, I ask you right now to come into my life, to take over every concern I have. Forgive me for those moments when I have doubted or don't trust. Be the Lord over all. Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I say yes to you. I'm all yours from this moment forward by the power of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for hearing this prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I want to encourage you, if you have said this prayer, send me an email, write us, join us on campus when you get to Rome, because I know that God has something for you, and I know that you need to know you're not going to do life alone. I also feel very impressed today as I pray for you for the needs in your life. I know that during the winter months, there's lots of different emotions that come about. And I want you to know today, the Lord is with you. The Lord is for you. He said his name is Emmanuel, God with us. And so today, I want to pray for your miracle. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would heal the broken heart, that you would restore the wounded mind, that you would be Jehovah Jireh for the one who has needs financially. God, you have shown us this year that we are the living proof that God is at work in us and through us. So right now, by the power of the Holy Spirit, across the airwaves, wherever you're watching from, I am praying right now for your miracle in motion. I want you to say, I believe. I believe that God is with you. I believe that God is for you. And I believe that he has brought you to this family of faith, not only online, but wherever you are, that you would know. I have people who write me, and I'm praying right now that you'll be one of those ones who said, I found new hope, new life, new purpose, as I join together in prayer with Pastor Jen and all of those at ICF Rome. I bless you in the name of Jesus. I thank you for your online giving. I thank you that you are sowing seeds. You are sowing gratefulness to God for all that he's done and doing. This has been an amazing year of living proof. And today, as we think about, we're getting ready to go into a new year before we know it, I want you to know God is with you. God is for you. You're not alone. Your miracle is in motion. I love you. We love you. And most importantly, Jesus loves you. So go out there, walk for him, shine for him, and believe that he's got a miracle for you.